Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Polish President Andrzej Duda on Thursday said Warsaw would deliver an initial batch of four MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine in what would be the first such shipment by a NATO member. Ukraine has repeatedly asked its Western allies to send warplanes, although seeking primarily modern U.S.-made F-16s, but so far no Western countries had committed to give jets to Kyiv. The U.S. military released video Thursday of a Russian military intercept that resulted in the downing of a U.S. surveillance drone Tuesday over the Black Sea. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The video shows a Russian Suhoi Su-27 fighter jet dumping fuel as it approaches the U.S. MQ drone from behind and passes over the top. A second Suhoi fighter jet approaches in a similar manner, and as it reaches the drone, the video feed is disrupted at the moment the U.S. military says the Russian fighter collided with the drone. A final shot shows the video feed restored and that one of the drone's propeller blades has been bent. The video release came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart about the encounter. He told reporters the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, and it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner. Pentagon officials said it was the first call between the two defense leaders since October. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A special UN commission for Ukraine has not found evidence of genocide as it investigates violations of human rights in the conflict with Russia, its head said on Thursday. The head of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine did tell journalists the team was following the evidence and that there were, quote, some aspects which may raise questions, end quote, about possible genocide. This is VOA News. Central African economy ministers are calling for investing in energy and farming as Africa's poorest region struggles to recover from natural disasters, armed conflicts, and fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Heads of state from the six nations of regional bloc CEMAC meet Friday to discuss the challenges. More from VOA's Moki Edwin Kinzeka.
Economy and integration ministers of the Central African Economic and Monetary Community, CEMAC, say most of their 55 million civilians live in abject poverty that has only been made worse by the last few years of global troubles. Ministers of the Six Nation Bloc met Thursday in Yaoundé. President of CEMAC, Daniel Onaondo, says Russia's invasion of Ukraine is the latest in a series of global disasters to impact the region. He says the ministers' meeting strongly recommended huge investment in agriculture and energy to end overdependency on imported food and petroleum products from Russia and Ukraine. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
CEMAC includes Cameroon, the Central African Republic, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, and the Republic of Congo. China urged the United States to stop, quote, unreasonably suppressing, end quote, TikTok on Thursday after Washington gave the popular video sharing app an ultimatum to part ways with its Chinese owners or face a nationwide ban. It came as the UK announced a security ban on the video app on government devices, in line with action by Washington and Brussels. Britain joins the US and EU in taking an increasingly firm approach towards the platform owned by the Chinese firm ByteDance, citing fears that user data could be used or abused by Chinese officials. The White House was reported on Wednesday to have told the app that it will be banned in the U.S. if it continues to be owned by the Beijing-based tech firm. The U.K. government and unions representing various health workers in England said Thursday they've agreed to a deal to increase pay by 5% in the next financial year, potentially ending damaging strikes. The package will also include a further 2.0% rise to this year's salaries and a one-off bonus worth at least £1,250 or $1,510 per person. It impacts around 1 million National Health Service staff. For more on these other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.